Take your Bibles, if you would, and turn to Hebrews chapter 10. And we're going to, and I mean this, this literally is just the introduction. Okay? It is. So if you're into scripture format, this really isn't a message, if you will. It's the introduction to a message. But we do not have time for the whole message. I promise you, because that's going to take a whole year. But this is the introduction to the message, and we're going to get there tonight. So if you can stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you're physically able, Hebrews chapter 10, I'm going to begin in verse 19. Just follow along there in your Bibles. We'll read down through verse 25. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Okay? So, I promise you, our text verse for this year is verse 25, but there is a whole bunch to unpack in those previous verses, okay? So, here we are. Here's our verse. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. And as I mentioned, I'm only skipping over these other things because there is not the time to go over them. They will be addressed in due season, okay? If we faint not, okay? That's a good Bible phrase too. But let's just look as an introduction tonight to a new theme and a new year. Let's take a look at these words, five words here. And so much the more. Now, many times we gloss over conjunctions, okay? Tonight we are not going to gloss over this conjunction. This word and is important, all right? So, as you noticed, this particular phrase, and really the whole verse of verse 25 is not a complete sentence. It's part of another sentence because of that colon in verse 24. Now, I hate to get grammatical on you, especially on New Year's Eve, but I'm going to do it anyways. And then this particular phrase is also part of this other clause that is not a sentence, but a clause. And it is part of this as well. So this word and is important because the word and simply is used to be, I love these words, I got new words to tell you about, to be copulative. Ooh, fancy word. Can I just tell you what copulative means? It just means to be a connection. All right, it's just a fancy word to be a connection. So it's connecting, it's a connecting word. So in other words, this word and is, so a lot of times we use this phrase, you know, brethren, you know, for not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but is exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. So we just kind of gloss over this conjunction. It's just there, but it is used to connect, and then it's also used cumulatively. In other words, this is something that is part of the whole. So this piece here, this so much the more as you see the day approaching, is part of the whole. And it's connecting, but in both senses, the connecting manner and the cumulative manner is called in Webster's dictionary a force. So this one little word, you never knew and could be so important, did you?
This little word is so very important because it has the force of bringing something together, connecting something, composing something as little parts being coupled together into a whole thing. Isn't that amazing? See, I could just preach a whole sermon on that. The little word "and." I think it's, I forget the number, but I think it was over like 9,000 times in our Bible. So, you know, that's a lot of messages. So I just pulled out a few. Here we go. Psalm 48, verses 1 through 6. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north. And the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. Isn't that amazing? You didn't know that little word "and" was so forceful. There's a cumulative and a copulative force that this little word "and" brings. And they were troubled. And hasted away. Fear took hold upon them, and pain as of a woman in travail. Now, this is a familiar one to you, especially if you have an opportunity to go out soul winning and help people understand their need of salvation. Romans 5, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world. And now I love this because when I would help kids memorize this verse, they always kind of messed up on this one because they didn't think it fit there very well, but it's actually very important. As by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Right? What's the next two words? And so. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That's important, isn't it? The finishing part of this verse 13 is, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. 1 Corinthians 15, for I am the least of the apostles, Paul speaking, that I am not meet to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. See, that word "and" there gave a cumulative and copulative force in those verses. You see how important the word "and" is. So that's why I included it in the theme. I could have just said "so much the more," right? But I thought the force and power of that little word "and." In other words, this theme this year is not, if you will, stand alone. It is part of something bigger. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Let's move on, because I'm running out of time. Let's look at the next phrase. So much. Not just much, but what? So much. In other words, a vastness. So gives a vastness, right, to things. Think about this. For God loved the world that He gave. How does that sound to you? For God loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Does that sound okay? It sounds okay, but how about this? For God so loved the world. I mean, so just goes like this. Right? Sitting in that planetarium over there at Institute for Creation Research, you know, you get the picture of this galaxy, right? And then you get the picture of the galaxies and all the galaxies and all the expanse. And it's just like, it goes from just a galaxy to like, you know, it's amazing. That's the so. It provides a vastness, an expanse, if you will, In other words, in such a quantity, that's what much means, such an amount, such a number, or such anything. Okay, so much. In other words, so much the more. Not just much more. Because, I mean, I think we can all do much more, right? Can we agree? Much more can be a part of our daily life. I can eat, well, we can change it to many. I can eat many more donuts every day. That would be fine, right? And I would have a much greater waistband, okay? I mean, that would work. It might be so much, right? Mm-hmm. Okay? Because I'm done growing upward. I have to grow outward now, right? So, but no, so much, in other words, so vast, so amount of quantity, vastness, expansive, huge, right? Large amounts, so much. So now forcefully we have an and to accumulate and to copulate there, to have a connection. We have this completion of these things. So we have this force and we have this vastness, this expansive thinking. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Wherefore seeing we are also compassed about with what? So great a cloud of witnesses. Not just a great cloud of witnesses, a vast amount of witnesses. Okay? So that word so great is the same Hebrew phrase, the same Hebrew word. Greek. New Testament. Greek word. Cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I'm skipping the ands because I already made that point. Now, so great. John 12, listen to this. While ye have light, and I'm not stealing anybody's thunder, just want you to know that. Okay. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. You see, Jesus didn't come and just do one or two little magic tricks and then depart off the scene. No, he did miracle after miracle after miracle, and sign after sign after sign, and wonder after wonder after wonder. And listen, so many that they should have. They had no excuse not to believe that he was the Christ. But yet some did not believe. Even though he did so many miracles. Remember his meeting with the centurion? You know, he says, the centurion said, I'm a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and say to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found what? So great faith. Same Hebrew word. It's amazing. And can I just tell you something? There's a vastness to the quantity that's being asked of us. So, and so much, the more. The more emphasizes a greater degree. To a greater degree than previously done. Okay, so I know this is very simple, and this might be bottom shelf, but remember, it's an introduction to a message, okay? And it's an introduction to a whole year's worth of messages. And there's that forcefulness, accumulative and copulative force pulling together all these thoughts, and a vastness in quantity, so much to another degree. So, let me just give you a little insight. The author of Hebrews is not just, okay, telling us to not forsake, but it's also coupled with these other things. The exhortation, the holding fast with our faith, having our bodies washed, pure, letting us draw near, all of these things. You understand? It's not just about getting together at church. It's cumulative. There are more things. And listen, that's the thrust of the heart, if you will, of the thought for the theme this year is and so much the more. You see, there's a degree that we have in every area of our life. And it may be different degrees in different areas. So maybe in our finances, maybe it's at one degree. In our personal testimony and witness and soul winning, it's another degree. Our church attendance is another degree. Areas of sin commitment to God. I could go on and on. But we have different degrees, right? So whatever degrees we're at in these different things, and so much the more. Taking it to another degree. In other words, what my desire is for myself is to level up, if you will. And I thank you for the t-shirts and things for the anniversaries. They've been doing this level 5 and level 4, level 3, etc. I'm not just talking about getting to another anniversary. But I'm talking about increasing. By the way, not just a small amount, because the so much tells me it needs to be vast. A vast quantity. In other words, I should make a proverbial leap this year in my life as a Christian. In my life as a servant of God. Let me just give you a few verses and we'll shut her down. I love this verse here in Exodus. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us. And so get them up out of the land. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. I love that. I love that phrase. And I love that part of the story. The more they afflicted them, so there's a higher degree, the more they grew. That reminded me of something in Acts chapter 8. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. So the more that Saul and the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin persecuted the Christians, the more that wildfire spread. Amazing, isn't it? Hey, folks, let me tell you something. If you're experiencing great adversity, you have a great opportunity for a the more year this year. How about this? You have a great opportunity for and so much the more year. Matthew 20. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried, guess what? The more, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will ye that I should do unto you? And they say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. Guess what? That reminded me of something else. So here were these two blind men, and they cried out the more, and the people said, shh, right? That reminded me of the disciples in Acts chapter 4. When they were being brought before the council, saying, this is the council, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, so in other words, shh, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. Now later in that chapter, verse 29, and now, Lord, they're praying, the disciples are, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. And guess what? They were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And so much the more. Now let me tell you, we all need to buckle up, because I've already been convicted about probably 36 things. But this is going to be a trying one. Why? Because of the force. Because of the cumulative and copulative force of this thing to bring this together. And because of the so much. Because of the vast quantity. And because of the higher degree, because of the greater degree, that leap that we need to make here in 2026, it is a challenge supreme. But guess what? I'm up for a good challenge. How about you? It's 2026. And who knows? This may be the year that he comes. Let's be challenged together with and so much the more.